7:23. Joseph Lindsley is the editor of Ukrainian Freedom News. Joe, tell us what we're listening to here.
Bob, good morning, good afternoon to you. That's a Ukrainian cover. I'll wait till the music's over.
No, it's going to keep playing. That's
sure,
okay.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I love hearing that song. So it's a Ukrainian cover of the old Italian partisan song, Bella Ciao. And if you look at the original words in Italian, it's about the people fighting for their liberty in Italy. I think going back to even, certainly the 20th century, but also in the 19th century. And many different bands in Ukraine have adapted that song to the situation today. In fact, that was the first, the streets of Lviv were dead silent for the first several weeks of the war. The first music I heard was an old man singing the original Bella Ciao, the Italian version. But this version that we just listened to sings about javelins and modern weapons in Ukraine's struggle for freedom. And as I was on that road trip from Heliopolis, earlier this week, we were playing that, listening to that song while also listening for potential incoming missiles. And so it represents how you, even in this moment of war, Ukrainians are continuing to create and to make music. I think as any oppressed people have throughout human history.
So on the streets there, you can hear that song.
Yes, it's quite common, and to hear this new version in which they sing about the missiles that have come from America and anti-tank weapons, that have come from America and around the world. And here in Dnipro as well. And that's when moments like that, when you realize that, you know, every struggle for freedom throughout human history, that's exactly what this is right now. I think about, you know, this city of Dnipro was founded in 1776 by the Russian Empress Tsarina Catherine the Great. She founded the city in order to control the Cossack people, the wild people of the plains of central Ukraine. And it's very analogous to the attempts how the English for so many centuries tried to control the Irish, and how Dublin was the second city of the British Empire. In the same way, Dnipro, they wanted it to be the third city of the Russian Empire. And so the strife between Ukrainians wanting to be free and Russians trying to control them has gone on for centuries.
Joseph has been traveling from his headquarters there in the west in Lviv to the east and Dnipro, and much closer to where the Russians are. Has it been quiet in the last 24 hours since we last spoke, Joseph?
Yeah, well, we had several air alarms, I think, starting at about 4 o'clock this morning in Dnipro. In fact, when there was another air alarm at 8 o'clock, and I was just about to go for a run, and I went ahead and did it. Just, you know, you have an extra wariness looking at the sky as you run, or, you know, as you're outside. But the city continues, because most in this region, most of the attacks have been at the perimeter. For example, about 2.5 hours to the southwest. This morning, the Russians were firing on villages in the Dnipro region. But so far, lately, the city has been calm. What we do see is a 4 hours drive to the east of here, where I was, it's hard to remember, where I was last week, near the city of Bakhmut. The Russians are beginning now to surround the city of Severodonetsk, that's where a lot of the fighting the most intense fighting is happening in that city right now. And then across the river, there's a city that President Zelensky visited just earlier this week, and now the Russians are trying to surround that city. In fact, I heard a report of foreign fighters who were in a very bad situation there and were trying to get out, which also, I'm sure many people have heard the news of, there were three foreign fighters, two British guys and one guy from Morocco, who the Russians captured, and yesterday they sentenced him to death. And so we realize that if you get captured, it's not a good situation.
It certainly isn't. Joseph, when I list all the excuses to myself for not going out for my 3-mile jog this weekend, I'll think of you going out despite the possibility of a missile attack. You'll inspire me and others, I'm sure.
You got to run fast in such a circumstance.
I'll bet. And Monday, when we chat here, we'll tell our listeners how they can get some Ukrainian flags from us. So that'll be a nice way for Chicagoans and people here in the Midwest to continue to support what's going on over there, Joseph. And again, we respect your reporting and also the fact that you are risking your life there to deliver much-needed supplies around the country. So hope you have a safe weekend.
Thank you, Bob, and I look forward to speaking to you all from somewhere in Ukraine on Monday.
Us too. Thank you, sir.